So we teased it before the break, guys. Interesting story going down at Wake Forest. Happened earlier this week that at least the investigation was over. A former Wake Forest player that is also a former Wake Forest coach, and now the Wake Forest team radio color analyst, Tommy Elrod, provided and attempted to provide confidential game prep information, play calls, etc., to opponents several times, starting in 2014, continuing through this season. Louisville and Virginia Tech have acknowledged receiving information from him. Army has been contacted as part of Wake's internal investigation, and every team on Wake's schedule is being contacted to try and figure out if Elrod, who has since been fired from the IMG radio broadcast of Wake games and banned from Wake Forest Athletics and its facilities, as they continue to investigate, they continue to check and see exactly who had plays, who he got in contact with, who accepted, and what was done. In the meantime, Bobby Petrino first said, look, because at first there he was being accused of stealing plays. Now, that's all because these plays were found and they turned up in the Louisville locker room after the Wake Forest game, and then the accusation started to fly. At first, Louisville was being investigated and accused of being the perpetrator. Once they found out that it was a Wake Forest problem, not a Louisville problem, Bobby Petrino said, no further comment. It's not our problem, it's theirs. But yet today, his offensive coordinator is suspended. I don't know if he did it, the university did it, or the NCAA did it, but I know that his offensive coordinator now has been suspended for a bowl game. We got a lot of things we can cover from a lot of angles sitting at this table.
We sure can.
But it's absolutely crazy, one, that this guy would do this, especially being a Wake guy, a former player, a former coach, definitely has an axe to grind somewhere that we're missing. My first guess is to say he was a coach during the last regime. He didn't get on as a coach with this regime, so he's probably bitter there. And this is a way to make sure that new regime doesn't succeed. But as we all have talked about, is this fair to say, not that if you're not cheating, you're not trying to win, but if someone's going to come over on a silver platter and hand you
the answer to the test,
yeah,
the answers to the test, are you taking them?
Dang right, I'm taking them. And then I'm going to share them with everybody else. I'm going to share them with my roommate at least. Why not? It's free answers. That's like I'll never forget my junior in college. We're in a freaking, one of them little weather classes or whatever. And I'm cheating off this dude that's in the class. And I'm cheating off this guy in the class. And
first of all, you're taking an atmosphere weather
no,
class?
No, it's a, what is it?
What, do you want to be Frank Billingsley when you grow up?
What do they call a little weatherman? What is he called?
A meteorologist.
It was meteorology, my bad. I'm taking a meteorology class. And I'm cheating off this guy.
We're going back to that, Keenan.
I'm cheating off this guy, and it was a required elective.
Don't lose your focus.
So I'm cheating off this guy, and midterms come out, and my roommate goes, man, I'm studying every night and got a C minus. How you got an A minus in this class? I said, man, don't ask questions you don't want to answer to.
Basically, he probably does want the answers to.
So then he goes, man, no, I need to know. I said, man. I said, you know the dude I be sitting by every class? He's like, yeah. I said, man, he be giving me all answers, bro. So then I'm in there one day, I'm late for my test, and this fool is sitting in my chair. So he can get the answers from the guy I get the answers from. Well, we get caught that day because we had some TAs that were basically hounding us, looking over our shoulder the whole time. So the teacher calls us in and says, hey, man, I went back and looked at all the tests. You got the same answers with this guy almost on everything, except for a couple of random answers that you just, and you could tell you erased the right answer and put the wrong answer. I said, well, I said, me and that dude be studying together. I don't know what you're talking about. We must be thinking the same. Hey, well, the only one my roommate gets caught on is the last test. Well, then we go to, so the guy goes, you can either admit to cheating or you cannot admit to cheating. And if you don't admit to it, then I got to kick you out. If you do admit to it, I just give you an F in the class. I said, well, dang, man, that's all you had to say, man. I've been cheating the whole semester, man.
Oh my God.
But no, I mean, if somebody's going to give you the plays, you got. You're not going to not take them, but it's not like you don't know the information already.
Because you've been watching
tape, right?
You've been watching tape all week. And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, you know other coaches on other staffs that have been on other staffs that might be on a different staff. You might call and say, hey, man, you know, what's your baseline? I mean, it happens all the time. What's your base defense? You know, what do they like to do on certain down and distance? And they might tell you. You take that back and be like, okay, he said they like the blitz on 3rd and 8. Go back and watch the film. Guess what? They not blitzing on 3rd and 8 this year. They're blitzing on 3rd and long, 3rd and 10 to 15, something like that. So you have the answers to the test on the film, you know. But I think by Louisville, you know, suspending their OC, I think the NCAA, they're trying to get ahead of the NCAA before they get into it and say, hey, we're going to punish ourselves.
Let me give you a little backstory, too. Elrod served as an assistant coach under Jim Grobe for 11 seasons, but Clawson, the new head coach, declined to keep him on the staff when he was hired. Clawson told ESPN's Mike and Mike he would allow Elrod to watch game film to help his prep for broadcast. And he said, I remember when he was first hired to do our radio broadcast. I talked to his partner and I said, you think this is really a good move to hire somebody in this position that was just let go on the coaching staff? And he was almost incredulous, like, are you kidding me? This guy loves Wake and would do anything for Wake. He so embraced them. We allowed him to have access to all of our practices, press conferences, end of quote. I just speak from an experience standpoint, being a radio analyst and being allowed in practice, and you know how valuable that is. And you know what, literally an honor it is, because most coaches wouldn't allow it. And Coach McHale was great about it, and he trusted us. And you also know how much you wanted that trust, that you would never even consider something like this. And in a college level, especially a guy, you can just tell the axe must have been pretty severe to want to grind it like that.
Well, the head coach said, you're going to let a guy that just been fired from the set that I didn't hire be the radio man.
So all he gonna do is criticize, and he's been there for 11 years.
And here's the other thing: they now say it's not just this year;
it's since 2014.
Last, it's the last three years.
So that's about the time when Jim Grobe got fired.
It is exactly the same time.
So the whole time you decided, I'm gonna continue to leak this information like that. To me, that's petty, because not only did you lose your job as an analyst at free money, but you'll never get a coaching job again.
Bro, that's not spilled milk. That's a dairy farm. We got Doc on line one, wants to talk about this. Doc, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Good.
Hey, I got it. Man, I was listening to you guys, and I've been listening to all the other pundits, you know, throughout the day and earlier this week. And I was thinking the same thing that Chad was thinking. If I get the answers to the test, I'm gonna definitely use them. And what I was saying, it brought me back to a funny story with my two older boys. They're a year apart each other, so they were in high school, and they came home with their report cards. And both of them had at that time, one was a sophomore and one was a junior, or it might have been junior and senior. I'm not sure, but one had a 98, and the other had like a 92, and it was in Spanish. So I had my chest out, and I said, you know, hey, man, y'all being real good. And I said, see, man, also, you know, say a few words in Spanish, both of them. And neither one of them could.
And was it, órale, Mr. Fuentes?
The older boy, he said, you know what, Dad, I'm just going to tell you the truth. We cheated. And I couldn't be mad at him, you know, because I feel a certain way about having to learn another language, but that's another story. But I was just dumbfounded that they just openly told me, hey, we cheated. So I thought about what Travis said, and I was like, you know what? I would have done the same thing.
Doc, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks, always preach you chiming in. And Benny, want to get in real quick from Port Arthur. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I'm not trying to take away any of the initial impulse judgments on this. I'm not going to say what Louisville did was wrong or right. I'm not going to say what Wake did was wrong or right. I just want to add two more opinions to, or put two more feet to the fire, if you will, on this topic.
All right.
First one, whoever self-reported this just committed athletic career suicide. I mean, they just betrayed the brotherhood. Anybody who's within that network, plays college, pro sports, or if you are an athlete, you turn your back on the pack, the pack's going to turn their back on you. I'm not saying what was done was right or wrong, but to me, it's up there with just stealing signals from the catcher and relaying it to your guy, or trying to pick up signals if you're not even playing. Having somebody where this sort of behavior goes on, and I look at it more as an advantage than a disadvantage to gain additional information. And this wasn't like Wake Forest was going out secret spying or anything.
Like Wake Forest a juggernaut or something. Like they didn't really need help losing games.
Nope.
Well, you know what they're going to do, and you know what the coaching staff is going to do, led by the head coach? They're going to say, hey, man, we wouldn't be losing all these games in the last 3 years if we hadn't had all our plays been given away.
But he's right. Somebody just commit suicide for their job in the sports business. So it's over for whoever did it.
Yep, there you go. So there's a different perspective and all an inside perspective on the Wake Forest situation. And as I told Nick, kiddingly, when Nick sent the story to me, man, I thought no one would ever get caught doing something like that. But, you know, it's a different story for a different day. ESPN 97.5.